You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Story here from CBS News. 30% of Americans say they have shoplifted this year. That is up from 24% in 2024, with many citing financial strain tied to inflation. About 90% of those who admitted to shoplifting cited affordability concerns and the broader economy as among the drivers of their theft. 2,000 people were surveyed, so you know it's good. Inflation has accelerated this year, largely because of the war in Iran and oil and gasoline prices going higher, $4 a gallon near my house. What are people stealing, okay, you may wonder, Dana Wright?
I was going to guess meat, and I would be wrong. I peeked at this list. I thought it would be, meat is always the number one shoplifted thing, like from a grocery store. It's always number one.
Is that ground beef in your pans?
Yep.
Are you just happy to see me?
Exactly.
It's ground beef, actually. Where's the door?
This goes deeper.
Food, though, is number one.
Food is on the list, but look, go on down the list. Some of this is like, oof.
Okay, so the number one item that shoplifters in America are taking are food and non-alcoholic drinks. Okay. Number two is clothing and personal hygiene products.
Believe it.
That's number two and three. So clothing is number two. Personal hygiene is number three. Here are some of the others, though. Toys, technology and electronics, and school supplies.
Ugh, that breaks my heart.
Okay. Where are they stealing from? More often than not, it's a major retailer, not a mom and pop.
So what does that say? Maybe I need some of these items. I'm a good person. I can't afford school supplies for my kids. I could never take from an independent retailer or mom and pop, but is it really so bad if I take from the big box store?
Or they think it's easier to steal from a big box store because there are more people and they have corporate rules that say, do not stop a shoplifter.
I think Scott is more accurate.
Where a mom and pop would be like, excuse me, whack. We don't care. Go ahead and sue us. We don't have much.
They're going to get you.
We're not Target. We're not Walmart. And you just literally are stealing our bread and butter, literally and figuratively. Get your ass back in the store and give it back. They don't care.
So it was 30%, and that's up from 24%.
30% up from 24, yes.
I would have guessed it was lower. 24% is still very high to me. If you had asked me what percentage of Americans say they do shoplift, I would have guessed 5 or 10%.
30%. Keep in mind, that's not people who admit to shoplifting. That's shoplifted this year,
that's
and we're
crazy.
we're only seven months in.
Everybody does it. Having spent 10 years in the retail space, the people that I caught were all different socioeconomic classes. It wasn't the guy that looked homeless. In fact, they were less likely to steal stuff. It was more often than not the guy that looked like he could probably pay for what he wanted from
really?
That retail space.
Listen to this. Shoplifters span all ages, races, and income levels.
Oh, sure. Winona Ryder.
Though data shows the behavior is reported at higher rates among younger generations like Gen Z and millennials. And men have a slightly higher statistical prevalence than women. I would not have guessed that either. I would have guessed
women.
Hmm.
Pressured to provide for whatever they feel they need to provide for.
Good point. But keep this in mind. And Sam, I want to go back to something you just said a minute ago. You said everybody does it.
Yep.
I can't remember the last thing I ever stole from a store.
I don't mean everybody as in every person. I mean It doesn't discriminate.
It doesn't discriminate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amateurs and opportunists make up the vast majority of shoplifters, roughly 97%. They do not plan the theft ahead of time and often just steal on impulse, peer pressure, or personal stress rather than financial need. Hmm. Professionals account for a tiny fraction of individuals, around 3%, but a large share of financial
loss.
These
are the smash and grabs that you see on TV.
Yep.
What are they called?
The flash mobs.
Flash mobs. Yeah.
Flash rob.
Flash robs. Thank you.
Yep. Mobs are dancing.
Yeah, they dance.
Mobbers dance, robbers steal.
Put the money in the bag.
What if you're a flash mobber robber? Are you dancing while you steal?
That is quite possible.
I'll take those rings.
We've got ourselves a flash mob, Robert.
When was the last time you took something from a store that you, and don't, let's kill the sunglasses at Walmart.
Once when I was 15 years old.
What did you steal?
I facilitated someone else taking a sweatshirt.
What do you mean you facilitated it?
I did not stop it. And I knew it was wrong.
Did you know in advance that they were going to do it?
I sort of had an idea.
Was it a friend of yours?
Oh my God, they're really going to do this.
Was it a friend?
No, someone that I just sort of knew at the time that I worked with.
Did you both work in the store?
She came back from her lunch break and just giggling. And I was like, what? And she's like, look. And she opens her purse and there were like five pair of underwear in there, like from a Victoria's Secret or something. And I was so shocked. I was like, oh my God. She's like, it's easy. You just do it. And I'm like,
were you in a mall?
Uh-huh.
You worked in a mall?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, and she just went out on a lunch break. You know, we all got like 25 minutes to go run down to the food court and eat and come back. And was so just unabashedly, look what I did. That's what almost surprised me more. She didn't do it and conceal it. She did it and then bragged about it.
And the underwear was something she could have easily afforded.
Yes.
Now, what's the sweatshirt story, though?
That was the same girl.
Okay.
And she was sort of joking about it, and then she just did it.
Now,
and I was working at the time, and I'm like, well, don't drag me into this. I don't want to get in trouble.
She stole from the store where you worked.
Yep.
And did she tell you in advance, hey, Dana, I'm going to go steal a sweatshirt. I'm going to put it on
she
and walk
like
out the door.
She was joking about a sweatshirt she liked. And I was like, okay, come on. Let's just. I was such a rule follower. Like, it gives me anxiety even thinking about that day. And I was not much older than 15.
But have you ever stolen anything that you're aware of?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Sam?
Much like Dana, I have been present for it. I didn't know it was happening. However, I used to catch my really good childhood friend. We would go to the establishment I used to work for. I didn't work there at the time. And we would get back to his house and I'd be like, those weren't on the counter.
Oh.
Was he like almost bragging about it?
He wasn't shy about it.
That's crazy.
The only thing, and my mother put the fear of God into me. We were living in Fort Hood, Texas. I was probably 11.
Okay.
And we were at the commissary on base, and she went shopping, and I was probably looking at Star Wars action figures or something. I don't know. On a military base, you can let your kid roam around, and nobody's taking your kid on a military base. And I was in a candy aisle, and I noticed a package of Big League Chew was opened. And I reached in there, grabbed some, and put it in my mouth and started chewing.
Yeah.
The Big League Chew.
Already open.
We go to checkout, and my mom said, where did you get the gum? And we had already checked out. We were walking to the door, and my mom noticed that I was chewing gum. She goes, where did you get the gum?
Moms don't miss anything.
And I go, I don't know. And she goes, Scott, where did you get the gum? And I fessed up that there was an open bag of Big League Chew, and I took some. She immediately turned me around, took me to the PX commissary manager, and said, I need to let you know my son is chewing gum that we didn't pay for. I don't know if she used the word stole, but he took it from the candy aisle. Do you want to do anything about it?
She just handed you over.
I am pooping in my pants like I just ate a Taco Bell lettuce. And he said, no, we're going to let this one slide.
Last time it happened.
And I never took another thing from
a store. Don't you feel like, though, there's no gray area? You are either a person that goes into a store and comes back with three pairs of underwear that you didn't buy, or you're not. There's no gray area. Where, like, your whole life, you obey the law, and then one day you're like, I'm going to steal a pair of underwear. I think you're either a shoplifter or you're not.
Well, but I'm not going to say I can excuse it, but there is a part of me that can potentially understand if you are down on your luck, you have no money, okay? Maybe you're unemployed and just can't find work.
Desperation.
Thank you, Sam. You're totally desperate and you steal to feed your family, or you steal diapers.
Jean Valjean, you steal bread.
Right. Thank you, Les Mis. That was actually pretty good. That was a great reference. if you steal out of necessity and desperation, again, I'm not excusing it, but yeah. I can understand it.
I can't understand then why, like, hair coloring is one of the number one things stolen at, like, a CVS. Mm. That's not a necessity.
I once got home from the grocery store and for some reason felt like I didn't pay for the sparkling water that I had taken home, checked my receipt, realized I didn't pay for it, and drove back to the grocery store to give them the $3.94.
913-586-7798, 586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.